Imagine a city that transforms into a life-size snow globe during the great holiday season. Ships mysteriously stop arriving at port, citizens become enchanted by the festive atmosphere, and even the most sensible people find themselves drawn into magical experiences they can't resist. In Valenda, the ordinary rules of caution and logic dissolve like snowflakes on warm skin as the entire city undergoes a spectacular metamorphosis. Even the palace becomes Nutcracker Castle, adorned with decorations that defy natural laws. In the royal gardens, genuine snowflakes fall among ice sculptures of ballerinas, frozen mid-pirouette, and luck bunnies poised to grant good fortune. Most impressive is the enormous holiday clock counting down to the celebration, its magical hands moving with ceremonial precision. Standing amid this winter wonderland is the shimmering statue of the Merry Queen, said to grant wishes at midnight to those pure of heart. What makes this setting so captivating isn't just its beauty. It's alive with possibility, with magic humming beneath the surface of every snowflake and sparkle. The line between reality and enchantment blurs, creating a place where wishes might actually come true, and where even the most ordinary person might stumble into an extraordinary adventure. It's against this backdrop that Princess Donatella Dragna's famous tale begins, a story that would outshine all others in the magical snow globe that Valenda has become. What do you give someone who can conjure anything with magic? This question torments Princess Donatella Dragna as the great holiday approaches. Her desperation drives her to beg her sister, Empress Scarlet, to change the celebration's date, a request that makes the ballroom literally shake. Scarlet refuses, explaining that holidays matter to children counting down the days. Tella's anxiety isn't mere procrastination. Legend, the immortal master of Caravelle who sacrificed full immortality for love, seems to be pulling away. A perfect gift represents her chance to reconnect with him. It's the thought that counts, Scarlet insists, but Julian, Legend's brother and Scarlet's love, disagrees. Everything is a game to my brother, including gifts. This warning heightens Tella's anxiety. How do you win a gift-giving game against someone with centuries of experience who creates magical wonders? Haven't we all felt this pressure? For Tella, this universal anxiety is magnified by magic and immortality, yet remains achingly familiar. Garland Street appears to Tella as a picturesque holiday scene with snow and carolers, yet something feels artificial, as if the entire street might vanish after the season. Among shops selling trinkets stands Mr. Garland's Toy Chest, a cranberry red shop with an ancient quality. In the window, a lifelike ballerina turns on golden strings. There, Tella spots Legend, his bronze skin shimmering with unfamiliar magic. Their encounter is tense. Legend remains distant, saying he must leave on urgent business, promising only to try returning for Scarlet's ball. Tella feels the gap between them widening. Though tempted to follow him, she stays put, remembering the flawed advice: never chase after a man. The enchantment turns sinister when a young vendor with clockwork joints approaches, offering a candy star that will lead to her true love. After one bite, everything blurs. As she falls, the clockwork boy grins. Happy Great Holiday, Princess. Tella awakens in snow, drugged and robbed by the clockwork boy. In Valenda's spice quarter, she overhears girls discussing Caravelle auditions, contradicting Legend's claims of working elsewhere. At the green bottle shop, Tella receives a garish costume, a lurid green corset with red feathers, making her look like a holiday bird that had flown into a window. She immediately recognizes this isn't the real Caravelle. Legend would never use such shabby surroundings or cheap costumes. Posing as Daniela, Tella investigates who's impersonating Legend. Her suspicions grow when girls giggle about private audiences with Master Legend, something the real Legend would never offer. When forced on stage, Tella refuses to perform and demands to see Legend. A silky voice, clearly not Legend, but someone with powerful magic, orders her taken to his chambers. Despite mentioning her powerful friends, men in nutcracker masks restrain her. In a room smelling of cloves and cinnamon, she feels dangerously attracted to her mysterious captor as his magical laugh sends tingles across her skin. The imposter legend keeps Tella blindfolded while removing her gag, his touch sending sparks across her skin. When she claims to love another, he confidently counters that he can change her mind. He proposes a game: win for freedom or remain captive, promising to return the next day. Alone, Tella struggles against her bonds. At midnight, Great Holiday Eve begins as the snow globe tilts, filling the city with glittering snow, while Tella loses balance and falls. Finding how not to lose the love of your life among her possessions, her captor realizes it could serve his plans rather than destroying it. Upon his return, Tella agrees to a kiss for freedom. As he unties her corset, she notices he kisses differently than legend usually does. When she tears off her blindfold, Tella still cannot see. "You shouldn't have done that," he says, before vanishing, leaving her in darkness with mounting doubts about his identity. Exhausted, Tella falls asleep despite escape plans, missing the chance to dream of legend on Great Holiday Eve, when dreams dance on rooftops. The magical holiday passes with its enchanted traditions, as holidays are not just for humans, after all. Scarlet's Great Holiday Ball unfolds in the Holly Jolly Holiday Ballroom with peppermint and gingerbread scents, endless burning candles, and wish-granting snowflake marshmallows. Despite the perfect celebration, Scarlet worries about her sister, while Julian suggests eggnog might help, hinting at hidden knowledge. Upon waking, Tella finds a black note with gold writing, "Ready to play?" Near the fireplace sit three packages labeled "Choose Your Armor," containing a butterfly-adorned golden shield and helm, a daring rose and gold gown, and a relationship advice book she promptly burns. After donning the spectacular gown, she announces her armor is on, and her door swings open. Tella enters a glass dome where falling stars become shimmering snow. Inside sits a pedestal with presents and a note saying, "Choose your weapon." She finds a blindfold that dissolves into her old love letter to Legend. Turning around, she discovers Legend himself in a holiday red tailcoat. They kiss passionately as moonlight snow falls around them. Tella admits she recognized his distinctive laugh while blindfolded. Legend reveals that Scarlet and Julian were accomplices in his holiday scheme, explaining the puzzling glances and cryptic comments that had confused her. As magical lights appear, Legend confesses that while he doesn't love the great holiday, he loves Tella. This completes their transformation, Tella learning to trust her instincts and Legend embracing vulnerability. What makes this story spectacular isn't just its magical setting, but how it explores universal truths through fantasy. Even in a world of magic, the most transformative power comes from emotional authenticity.